Okay.
Hello, your silly poop head.
What story are you going to read today, Amelia?
Rest of Sleep. The Rest of Cinderella.
The Rest of Cinderella. Here we go, here's the book. Right. Now, Cinderella is page 86.
86.
That's Act 1. We've already read Act 1, haven't we, Amelia?
Act 2.
Then Act 2.
Act 3.
This is Act 2. What happened in Act 2? What happened in Act 2?
She went to the ball.
She went to the ball. And then, what happened? The clock rang 12 and she had to run away. But she left a slipper on the step. Do you remember?
Yeah.
Okay, and then we're ready for... Are you ready for Act 3?
Where's her other slipper?
Well, she's wearing one and the other one fell off. See?
Where's her other slipper? Where is it?
Disappeared. Disappeared in magic, you see. Her dress turned back into her rags, her normal rags. And her pumpkin carriage turned back into a pumpkin. And she had to run all the way home. Ready for Act 3?
Yeah.
Act 3. Back home, the kitchen was cold and damp. Cinderella stirred the dying embers of the fire and added some more coal. Had she imagined the whole evening? She looked down in dismay at her tattered rags, then spied a glimmer of silver. Reaching under her apron, she found a slipper. So it was true, after all. She moved the slipper through the air, remembering her dance with the prince. The slam of the door brought her back to reality, and she hastily hid the slipper. "Oh, my poor feet," moaned the elder stepsister. "Undo my corset, it's killing me," said the younger one. Cinderella fussed around her stepsisters, unlacing their dresses while they lied all about the handsome man they'd danced with. "And look what the prince gave me," boasted the tall one, proudly displaying an orange. "And me," added her younger sister, though hers was smaller. Behind them, Cinderella's father slumped down in a chair. He'd found the whole event exhausting. But the evening wasn't over yet. A sudden blast of trumpets made everyone jump. Then the door swung open and in walked four courtiers. The jester and the prince. What do you think about that, Amelia?
What's the jester?
The jester. That was the man who entertained everybody and took the Mickey out of the Ugly Sisters. Do you remember? In Act 2. He goes around with the prince, you see. So the prince has come to the house, Amelia. What do you think the prince has come to the house?
To visit her again.
To visit her again. But why would he know to visit her?
Because he would like to say her... Why ran away?
Yeah, but he doesn't know who it was, Amelia. He doesn't know who was the girl he was dancing with. All he has is the slipper. You see? Well, you see, there was a purpose in his stride and a silver slipper in his hand. So why do you think he had the slipper in his hand, Amelia?
Because he danced with someone.
Yeah, he wanted to find out who it was. This is what he said. "I intend to marry the girl whose foot fits this slipper," he announced. "And I'll travel the kingdom until I find her." "Travel no further," cried the tall sister, wrenching off her stiletto. "It's me." She snatched the slipper from him and tried to ram it onto her foot. The slipper barely covered her toes. "Let me try," cried her sister. "It's definitely my size, but no amount of squeezing and tugging could make the slipper fit." "Are there any more girls in this house?" asked the prince. Before Cinderella's father could speak, the ugly sisters shouted, "Of course not, only us." Cinderella crept into the shadows, praying the prince wouldn't see her. She wanted him to remember her as a stunning princess, not a scullery maid. But as she moved, the slipper fell from her pocket. It twinkled in the fire glow and caught the prince's eye. He rushed forward and held his slipper to it, they matched. Looking up in excitement, he saw Cinderella. "Please, try on this slipper," he asked her gently. The jester brought forward a chair and everyone else gathered around to watch. Timidly, Cinderella sat down, not daring to look the prince in the eye. Kneeling by her side, he easily fitted the slipper on her slender foot. "The princess from the ball," he cried, taking her in his arms. "No, I'm only a poor girl in rags," said Cinderella with a sigh. Can you do a sigh? Like a print, like a Cinderella? What do you think the Cinderella sigh would sound like, Amelia? Like this. You know how to do good sighs, don't you, Amelia? Go on, do me a big sigh. Yeah, are you being Cinderella with a slipper? Go on then, do it again. Very good. Now, what did you think the prince said next? What do you think he said? He said, "Then marry me and become my princess." Cinderella looked up at the prince and they started to dance as they'd done at the ball. The stepsisters were horrified. Now the girl they'd always bullied would one day be queen. Curtsying and cooing, they begged her for forgiveness. "Of course I forgive you," said the starry-eyed Cinderella. As she spoke, a magical glow filled the room. The fairy godmother glided in, her smile reaching from cheek to cheek. With a flurry of wings, the other fairies appeared behind her. The setting swiftly changed and Cinderella found herself in the palace gardens once more. This time, she would never have to leave her prince. And that's the end of the story.
There'll be another story.
What? So what do you think of that story, Amelia?
Brilliant.
Brilliant.
What other story do you think we can do?
I think we've read all the stories in the book now, Amelia.
What are these ones called? Can we read one of these?
Well, this tells you all about how to be a ballerina.
No.
Yeah, we can read that tomorrow, okay? But now it's time for you to go to sleep. Okay, and you can dream of Cinderella and the Ugly Sisters. Okay?
I don't like them.
But you can dream of Cinderella.